Friends, this is Jim Huber. We want to pause in the middle of the music for just a few minutes this morning and in the afternoon, if you're listening then too, to talk about an upcoming event with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. It will be one of their fall fundraiser events with Dr. Robert Morgan coming up this Saturday evening. It's going to be at 6 o'clock Saturday the 24th at Grace Presbyterian Church, a symposium and dessert reception entitled America Needs a Miracle. And the featured speaker, as I already mentioned, is Dr. Robert Morgan. He's an author, a speaker, and a Bible teacher. Dr. Morgan has a lot of experience working with groups like the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He's been a pastor for years, a teaching pastor. He conducts conferences for mission groups all over the world, literally. He's a frequent speaker at Christian colleges, conferences, workshops, seminars, and more. He is a graduate of the King's College in Bristol. He graduated from Columbia International University in South Carolina with high honors, a graduate of Wheaton Graduate School here in Illinois, even Luther Rice Seminary in Atlanta, and more. Dr. Morgan, wow, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Jim. So happy to be with you.
Let's talk a little bit about why you would want to come once again to Peoria, Illinois, and talk about kids. What is the attraction or the affinity that you have with Child Evangelism Fellowship? Why come again?
This is a tremendous ministry. It reaches children all around the world and all through Illinois and in your area. It reaches them in the public schools. It reaches them in private schools. It reaches them in the middle of the cities and in the city streets and in the parks. It's just a very historic ministry that goes back 80 years, is taking place in virtually every country of the world. And children have never needed a message of hope more than they need it right now. With the election coming up, with our society in turmoil, and with this virus just ravaging every single individual on the planet, we need the message of Christ, and children need that message now more than any generation ever.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this before we went on the air, Dr. Rob, but I want to ask, what are the challenges that kids face these days, especially this year? As a teacher, as an educator, as a dad and a grandpa, what do you see our kids facing?
One of the frustrating things to me is how the secularists in our American society are marginalizing the great truths that have anchored our nation for many years. I've written a book called 100 Bible Verses That Made America on the role the Bible has had in the founding and the duration of our nation. And every other group right now is demanding that their contributions be added to the textbooks of our schools, and at the same time pushing out the contributions that Christians have made and that the Bible has made. And yet, if it hadn't been for the Bible and for the Great Awakening and for the Christians who advanced liberty many, many years ago, I'm convinced we wouldn't even have a free and brave United States of America today. And so we need to step into this gap and be proud of the heritage that we have as believers in our country and share the message of the Bible with this new generation that needs it so badly.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to stop right there. That says it all. Friend, if you're just joining us, I'm Jim Huber with Dr. Robert Morgan on the telephone. He will be the featured speaker at a symposium and dessert reception at Grace Presbyterian Church being hosted by Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois this Saturday, the 24th, 6 p.m. Get information at cefofillinois.com. cefofillinois.com. They're going to stream this event as well, and you can go there virtually, if not in person. We'll give that information again in just a few minutes. Dr. Morgan, what can we expect to hear from you then this Saturday?
I want to share something about the biblical background of America. This has been a subject that's been on my mind a great deal. I wrote a book about it. It's become a series on Fox Nation, 100 Bible Verses That Made America. And if we don't get back to our biblical roots as a nation, then we will never find our way forward. And it's not just as a society, but it's as individuals and as churches. We need for our families and for our dads and moms and for our children to fall in love with God's word all over again and with the power of the gospel. That alone can give us hope. And we have a very great heritage that we need to celebrate. And in these days, we not only need to celebrate it, we need to replicate it and allow it to affect all of those around us. We can change our environment by the power of God's word and his spirit within us.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Dr. Morgan, for being with us. Friend, our guest on the telephone has been Dr. Robert Morgan, a teacher, author, and more, and he is going to be the featured speaker at a symposium and dessert reception at Grace Presbyterian Church this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. entitled America Needs a Miracle. It would be an excellent evening for all to attend. You need a reservation? Get those at cefofillinois.com, cefofillinois. You can reserve your seat for the symposium there. It's also going to be streamed online. You can get more information, again, at the website, cefofillinois.com. Dr. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us. God bless your ministry work, and may he keep you safe as you travel here to Peoria.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, and the Lord be with you, too.